So I grew up in a very responsible, respectable family, a conservative family, and I was the third of three very responsible and respectable children who never got in trouble and would never think of doing anything that would make our parents lie awake at night. But I think my sisters would tell you that I was maybe a little bit different. And I think this maybe tells you how. So my sisters and I went to the same college, and we studied math and science, something really solid, you know. And but when it came time to think about studying abroad, my sisters looked at those brochures, and they were like, we're studying really hard. We love our friends. We're having a good time. We're going to do that later. We're just going to carry on. And I looked at those brochures, and there was a big stack. You know, there's like France, and there's Scotland, and there's all these places. And at the bottom of the stack is this one where you can go to Kenya, and you can live in a little hut that doesn't really have a door, and you can wash your clothes in a bucket, and you can take a shower out of a bucket, and you can kind of live way out there and do something really different. And I was like, sign me up. Immediately, I knew that's what I wanted to do. So, you know, that is maybe a little nugget of where our starting place is. And so a couple years go by, and I graduate, and I work a job here for a little while, and I travel a little while in Norway, see my family, and I do another job, and I just can't figure out where I'm going to go. So I decide to do a year of volunteer service, and it brings me to Tacoma. And in the really beginning of my year, I meet this guy named Nick. And those of you who know Nick, you need to forget a little bit of what you know, because you need to picture a guy who has just a little bit of beard just right here, and that who doesn't own a single shirt that doesn't have a hole in it at all. And they mostly say like anti-corporate or like peace stuff on them. And this is who he is. And we get to know each other, and I really like him. And he lives at this place called Guadalupe House that I don't know anything about. It's a Catholic worker house, and I'm starting from zero on what I understand. But I walk in the door, and there's this long table, and there's a mom and a couple of kids, and there are some people who have just obviously come from really different places. And it has this welcoming spirit, and I'm kind of immediately taken with it. And I really like Nick, and I just decide I'm going to get to know this community and this person better. So one of the first things maybe I should give you a little snapshot of the Catholic Worker. So this is a place where people who are homeless come and live in the house with people who are, call themselves workers. And they are working on their goals, and they're kind of stabilizing their lives. But this community also has a long history with anti-war, anti-nuclear work. This is the snapshot. So one of the first things we do, we're dating, is go to this very large demonstration against a big military base where they're training people from other countries, other militaries who are going to go and do these horrible repressive things against their own people, right? So this is one of the first things we do, and we spend a week, and we build these beautiful puppets, and we build these stilts so people can walk around and be 9 feet tall, and it's really exciting, and I learn a lot of stuff, and I meet these wonderful people, and I come home, and it's about Thanksgiving. And I think, Nick's dad's in Wisconsin, he needs to come home with me for Thanksgiving. And so he puts on the shirt that has the least holes, or the holes can be like tucked in and hidden, and he comes home with me, and my parents are like, what do you guys like to do? What have you been up to lately? And I'm like, how many ways can this story really make Thanksgiving hard? I just don't think I want to get into it. So we say, oh, you know, just hanging out. It's nice. I really like him. And that we kind of let it go at that. And I come back to Tacoma, and I'm just getting more and more immersed in this community. And Nick and I, you know, we're dating, but we spend a lot of time just talking with people that he works with at Guadalupe House, and he has this incredibly gentle spirit working with these people. And I remember this one day, I'm driving him home, and I park my little responsible blue Volvo behind the house, and I let him out. And he goes, and he's on the stairs, he's going up to the back door, when this woman comes up to him, and she's really agitated, and she's kind of upset. And I can tell this is someone who maybe, like my training has been, you know, avoid, do not engage. And he stops, and he talks with her. He has this long conversation. They clearly know each other. And like, you know, she feels better. Something has changed. He gives her a hug, and he goes inside. And I'm like, wow, that is amazing. I want some of that. And we just spend lots of time with people that are living there. And in the meantime, my mom is calling, and she wants to know what I'm up to, and I just feel like I can't really explain this. And then, like, just to, I'm coming and going at this house a lot, and I feel really comfortable. I feel like this is a beautiful home. But I know that when their eyes see it, this is what they see. They see, here's the house, and here's in front of the house are, like, lots of people living in their cars. And down the street is where the needle exchange van parks, and they're just really not going to be comfortable with that. And so I just say, I'll talk to you later, Mom. And I hang up the phone, and I make up a lot of really lame excuses for her not to come and visit. And it's just not going that great with she and I, or with my dad and I, for that matter. You know, I'm avoiding lots of phone calls, and I'm returning maybe like 5% of the ones that I get. But I feel like I've found this place. And somewhere along the course of this, I meet a guy named Bix. And Bix, like, I've heard all about him before I meet him, and I don't really know what I think of all that. Because what people mostly want to talk about is how he, you know, he goes to the military base and he, like, stands in front of the traffic so that the nuclear weapons material can't come in and out of the base. You know, he's, like, with his body stopping this thing from happening that he believes is wrong. And that's dramatic and all, but, like, what I notice about him is that he has his door, like, always open, all the time, and that people come all the time, and they come, and these are people maybe who are the most difficult people to connect with, who are really mentally ill, and they come, and they sit in this house, and they have these long conversations, and they consider him a really good friend, and he doesn't really fix anything. He's not trying to fix anybody, and he's not trying to convert anybody. He just sits with people, and they go away. And maybe the next day they come back again and they talk some more. And maybe, like, when they're at their absolute, like, bottom, they say, hey, maybe can I live here for a while? And he's like, yeah. And I'm, like, moved to my core by this. And I see these other people who are doing this thing where they're just trying to be community to other people. And I've, like, I have found where I want to be. But there's this drift happening, you know, and I figure, you know, there's time. There's time. I'll introduce them somehow. I don't really know how, but it'll happen. It'll be okay. And there's plenty of time. And I move into Guadalupe House. I have, like, a little room in the basement, and I don't even think I told them that I have moved in, because I just didn't really want to explain. But I didn't have all the time that I wanted. You know, it didn't go at all like I thought, because we had to go to Norway. My cousin's getting married. I love my cousin. I have lots of family there. And I need to be at this wedding. And I tell my parents, like, Nick is coming. Nick is definitely coming. And they're like, are you sure that's a good idea? And I'm like, yes, I'm sure it's a good idea. Nick is coming. And so we get all ready to get on the plane. We pack. And I'm a little nervous, but I'm thinking this is going to be good. This is going to be fine. We'll have lots of fun. My family's really fun. They're like, a wedding is a big deal. Everybody dances, and they stay up late and talk, and it's so nice. But I just have one more thing I got to do. Like the night before I'm going to get on the plane, I leave work, and I just have the very last doctor's appointment, and it's routine, no big deal. And I go to the doctor's appointment, and I'm like, oh, I just, something's different. I don't know what it is. Something's just a little different. And it's not bad different, but it's different. And I'm looking for some reassurance. And so she does a pregnancy test. You know, I'm looking for some reassurance. This is going to, you know, this is going to make vacation easier. I just get this off my back. And she's gone for a really long time, like a really long time. And, you know, they have those little, like, little flag things, little plastic things outside the door. And I'm like, I'm looking out the door, like, which one of those, what does that mean? Which one of those is, like, flapped which way? What does it mean? She comes back. She's like, you're pregnant. And it just totally blows my mind. Like, everything that I believed was going to happen, I guess it's just going to happen a whole lot sooner, you know, because this was kind of in the 5-year plan, but it wasn't going to happen now. It definitely was not going to happen now. And I'm just blown out of the water, and I have no idea how I'm going to get on this plane tomorrow. But, you know, we do. We pack, and we get on the plane, and we're, like, holding hands, like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Are you okay? Yeah, I think so. I think I'm okay. Because we're going to be fine, but we're just... We just didn't even know what to think. And here we are with, like, everybody So maybe I can count three people on the planet that I like close relations that are not with me continually on this trip. I look down the other, here's on the plane, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, my other sister, their children. And I get there, and my mom has a huge family. There's like probably 40 people in the house all the time. And we're not great guests at this point. We're just not very good guests. We want to be. We're really trying. We're trying to hold it together because we just feel... we just need some time to think. We need some privacy. We need to talk about this, but we really can't because we have all these people all the time coming and going, and there's parties and there's dancing, and we're like, we don't feel like dancing. I don't know what's going on here. We just need some space. We don't get any space. And it's getting noticed that we're not very good guests. It's really getting noticed, especially by my mother. It's like, you spend every day with this person. Why do you need to have? And it's just, she's just not happy. And I can tell she's not happy, and I kind of feel like I get why she's not happy, but it's just not working. And way toward the end of the trip, like almost at the end, it's late at night, and my mom's like washing dishes or something, and my sisters are there, and she says something about, what did she say? She said something about, like, you know, you could spend a little more time with so-and-so. And I think I say something like, oh, not that again, Mom. And I realize what I've said, and my sisters are like, their antenna go up and they're out of there. They're like, gone. And this conversation is like the hardest conversation I've ever had with her. And I don't tell her what's really going on because I just feel like I'm not ready to open this whole bag of worms. But it's so obvious why she's upset. Like, I haven't spoken to her at all. I've made these huge moves in my life and I haven't said anything. I've completely cut them out. And I realize what I've done and how much that hurts. And I also know that I'm going to be okay. Like, there's this moment where I'm like, oh, this is crushing. But if I can just hang on a little while, I think we're going to be okay. Because I remember my own mother. She left her country. She went away for a long time. And when she came back, she had this person who said, this is who I'm going to be with. And this is who I'm going to marry. They never met him before. And my parents remember how wholehearted their welcome was to him and how much that meant to them. And they really wanted to do that for me, but I haven't given them a chance. And so we go home, and we just clear our thoughts a little bit. We go back, and we talk to my parents. We're like, this is who I love. This is what I want to do. This is how our life is unfolding. And they was wholehearted. Their welcome was just wholehearted for us. And it was what I knew they would do, but I had to let them. And I think that there are we've come a long way. I mean, they're not going to move into the Catholic Worker, and I didn't really need them to, but they do understand in a way that I didn't ever expect. Didn't ever expect that kind of understanding that we have now. And there's two reasons that I know that. And one is that my dad, a couple of months ago when he's leaving, he says, I worry about a lot of things, but I don't worry. And the other thing is that the day that Bix died, they happened to be visiting, and they wanted to go and see him, and they wanted to say thank you for loving our children. And that was so beautiful for me. And I think what I take from this whole mess that it took to get there was that I couldn't control what people were going to think, but I could let them see. But the other piece is that I'm trying to be a part of something that's about community, and that I was really missing how you don't get to, the point is not to choose the people that are going to think like you think and love what you love. The point is to do all that I can to have that as broad a welcome as I'm able to make it. Thank you.